Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
Churio, fly ball right field. Back goes Yastrzemski, staring and gone! Our cruisers can't repel firepower of that magnitude.
Admiral Akbar making an appearance. The Admiral.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Backing up quickly, as Jeff Levering joins us live this morning, we wasted our time worrying about home run calls, I guess, for that first Star Wars night level.
I was going to say, that's how I was going to open. It didn't matter where you were going to open up with me today. I was going to say my apologies for you guys putting together all those great home run calls, and I didn't get to use any of them because we got shut out.
What
shut
a clunker.
Out on Star Wars night. bummer. But they've made up for it since, so that's good.
Yeah, we were talking this morning, chance to get a sweep for the first time this season against the Orioles, and we've got afternoon baseball for you at American Family Field. I had to go back, like just the other day, it was the first time that we had won three in a row in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. Brewers got off that shutout streak, thankfully, and they got shut out in four of the last five ball games, and it's a big week for the Brewers, right? So you've taken the first two from the Baltimore Orioles. They have an opportunity for a sweep today. You got their only starting pitcher with an ERA under five going today. The Chad Patrick's going for the Brewers. He's throwing the ball well. And then you go to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's really been struggling this year. This is a big week to see where the Brewers are. Chance if you win today, you're back to 500 and see what you can do in four games in Pittsburgh. But it's a big week to make some hay within the division and just get your season back on track for the Brewers.
So Logan Henderson appears to be the real deal, or he sure seems that way now. And we're hearing that Jacob Mizorowski is throwing 103 miles per hour in AAA right now. And then we have all of these other guys, Savale, Hall, Ashby, Woodruff, all knocking on the door. What are the Brewers going to do?
These things have a way of working themselves out, Eric. They always do. I will say this, that they're in a really good spot. Like, you look at the bullpen and potentially Aaron Ashby ends up going back into the bullpen. He's been a Swiss Army knife back there in the past. D.L. Hall could play that role, too. He's just got to be healthy. For Brandon Woodruff, he's going to make a start today. They got rained out yesterday to Nashville. Savali's going to go in game one, and then Woodruff goes in game two. Maybe one more start, and then maybe Brandon Woodruff comes back. It's been great to see these young kids get an opportunity at the big league level and really thrive. I mean, Logan Henderson's the first pitcher ever in the history of baseball to strike out seven or more batters and win his first three appearances. It's pretty amazing what he's been able to do with really just two pitches. But it proves to you that there's a lot of depth in the Brewers system. No matter what happens, there's depth. There's guys that have had some success, granted a very limited sample size, but having the success at this level, you cannot match it. And it's good to see for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering's with us on Brewers 360 this morning. I've got a good news, bad news, Sitch. So let me start with good news here. Rhys Hoskins is appearing to be the player this season that we had hoped he would be last season as he came back from that injury. Started to heat up at the end of last year and just carrying it into it. I love this cat.
Yeah, he's got his legs under him again, and it takes a long time. Anybody that's had knee issues or back issues, right? For Rhys, it was the knee issue, torn ACL, missed the entire 23 season, came back last year, and you could just tell that he didn't have his legs fully under him. He's really done a nice job, and it feels like every time that the Brewers need a lift offensively, he's the guy that provides it.
So on the other side,
I was going to say, where are you going now?
On the Taylor
side, where are you going now?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could talk about Yelich, although I feel like at some point he may work that out, as do I feel Jackson Churio will work it out. But boy, is Churio in a tough stretch.
Yeah, he is. And he kind of went through this last year around this time, too. And then remember, June 1st is when he turned it on. He was one of the best players in Major League Baseball for the last 4 months of the season. So you hope it's just a bit of a May swoon at the moment. And then he kicks it into gear starting in June. But he needs to lay off some pitches.
It's just going to say
spot.
That, Jeff. Like, first yeah, pitch swinging every time, and I can almost feel Murphy going, like, didn't we talk about this, man? Take a pitch. Have a look.
some of that too is he's so aggressive, but he needs to be selectively aggressive, and that's a really fine line. Where you can be swinging at the first pitch, but if it's not a good pitch to do damage with, then why are you swinging at it, right? And I think, and you can tell this when he's at the plate, that he's thinking too much, right? He's not reacting the way that he should be. And, okay, I'm going to stand up there. I'm going to take the first pitch. And the actions show you that he's going to take the first pitch. And where is that? Right down the middle, center square, right?
Okay, now we've overthought
it.
Then
you go, oh, man, right, this is the one time I needed to be swinging at the first pitch. And now you're down 0-1. And then you go, oh, well, the next one's going to be a good one. And it's a slider off the plate, and you take a hack, and you're in an 0-2 count. Feels like that's what he's been doing for the last couple of weeks. So hopefully he can find a happy medium between being aggressive and taking some pitches and just swinging quality pitches rather than just swinging the swing.
I tell you, though, if I'm an opposing pitcher, I hope Crash Davis is behind the plate and just throw one at the bull. This cat's going to swing no matter where you throw it.
It feels like that sometimes, right? With that breaking ball, it's never a strike, and he's been taken. So he did it last year too, but he's 21 years old, right? He's still 21 years old, and you see the potential, and he'll get out of it. He showed it last year. He can do it again.
Yeah, I don't mean to push pressure on the kid, because I agree with you. He's going to get there, and he's going to be amazing. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be like, how about Churio? Boy, he's really heating up.
So. Right, exactly.
One more thing on my radar level before we let you go. We've got the Red Sox coming to town. Is that early next week for that series? Haven't seen them in a bit.
Yeah, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Memorial Day, dollar hot dogs on Monday. Always a good thing.
USA.
Spend your day at the ballpark. Yeah, right? Yeah, nothing says Memorial Day like $1 hot dogs. And then night game on Tuesday, and then another day game on Wednesday. It's always cool to see the Red Sox. They're you know, it's one of those franchises where you don't see them very much. And then when you do, you go, oh, yeah, it's kind of cool to play the Red Sox. So it'll be fun to be back at the ballpark next week, too.
Afternoon baseball for you today. 11:35 is the pregame at 12:10 first pitch. Thanks, Level.
Have a good call.
You got it, guys. Talk to you next week.
8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.